this. Okay, a few quick Rashis, Erev Yomtov, it's even closer to Yomtov here, so we'll be a little brief. Talk about some Rashis about Har Sinai, but not in Parshas Yisro. So these are Rashis from other places in the Torah. Obviously, Parshas Hazinu talks about Har Sinai, Veschanan talks about Har Sinai, a little bit Akev, several Parakim in Tehillim, so we'll Parak in Tehillim, of course, Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, Hayarim Raftu Chayilim. It's a lot of Har Sinai references. We'll try to discuss some of the Rashis surrounding those references. Let me see if I can get this going here. No, I can't. Where's the... Let's just get the Rashi out here. Strange. Here we... No, okay. Let me open the screen. I think I closed it for some reason. Okay. Should be able to get it now. Let me get the Rashis up on the screen. Here we go. So we're starting with the Pesukim in Hazinu. Vayomar Hashem misinai ba v'zarach misir lama hofia mehar paran v'yasam mirivos kodesh mimino eish das lama. So you see it on screen. So first of all, that was a song I was just listening to. Very interesting that the Torah writes misinai ba. I mean misinai ba. The Torah should have written l'sinai ba. Hashem rendezvoused with us at Har Sinai. We were supposed to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. So Rashi comments misinai ba yatsa l'krasam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually came to Har Sinai. They went even further to try to greet us. And it's not waiting at Har Sinai for them to come. That's the meeting point. That's the rendezvous point. Hashem arrives at Har Sinai, and then Misinai Bai comes to our machana. Kishabal is Yatze Bistachti Sahar. Am Yisrael was stationed at the foot of the mountain. Kechasam Yatze Lakbu Pnei Kala. Hashem is so excited. I'm not going to wait for the Kala. I'm going to walk down the aisle a little bit and escort the Kala to Sinai to the Chopesh and Amar Likrater Lokim. La'amadnu she Yatze Kenegdim. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Approach them. So this is actually the point of an interesting machlokas in the Mechilta. Rashi is only quoting one side of the Mechilta, and of course the Mechilta provides both sides, and that's the paradox and the distillation of Har Sinai. I would say Moshe sam the cross alakim min amachana am Rabbi Yossi Yehuda hayadaresh vayom Hashem misinai. Don't read it misinai. Al tikri kain el Hashem lisinai. Hashem comes to Har Sinai. This is the Makom Hamalchus. This is the Har of the Shechina. And then we have to come and meet the Melech. But Hashem's not running anywhere from Har Sinai. So Rabbi Yossi says that Yehuda, wherever this Yehuda was, maybe Rabbi Yehuda, even though the Pasuk says Misinai, he felt the Pasuk really means Lisinai, not Misinai. Litein Torah Liyisrael. O Eina El Omer Kein El Hashem Misinai Ba. Maybe it means Misinai Lekabal Es Yisrael Kechasin Sheyotzei Lekala. So I remember distinctly a very, very long Shavua Sicha from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein about the differences between Misinai and Lisinai. And first of all, this was classic Rav Lichtenstein. Rav Lichtenstein wasn't into reading Tanakh the way that you were, let's say, in Herzog or Liebtag, these large sections. That wasn't. He'd take two words or one letter, Lisinai, Misinai, and he'd discuss it for an hour. And what's the difference between our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitoch Chiba, Mitoch Chasan, and the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitoch Yira? We saw no sights. Our minds exploded. We couldn't understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu was beyond human comprehension. And of course, Har Sinai is a little bit of each. Har Sinai is a little bit of vision and intimacy and understanding and fun and befunning, but also distance and clouds and smoke. And Hashem is waiting on Har Sinai. And we're crawling and groveling and terrified. And then also Kadosh Baruch Hu is ebullient and full of energy, Kivayachal, because his Kal is waiting for him. And Har Sinai is a combination. Very famous, some unfortunately would say Kaf Alem Har Kigigas, which is such a bold expression of the authority and the power and the fearsomeness of Har Sinai. So I want to say Kaf Alem Har Kigigas was the chuppah. Hashem took Har Sinai and raised it on top of the Jewish people to resemble a chuppah rather than to scare us or to frighten us, as the simple read of the Gemara may be. Okay. On that note, the rest of the Pasuk, getting back to the Pasuk, Av Chovev Amim, Kol kiroshev biyadecha, the chibo yisera that Hashem felt for us. Veheim tuk'ula raglecha yisa midabrosecha. So this is an expression not of Hashem's love for us, chovev amim, but of our role at Har Sinai. So what role? Tuku l'raglecha. Rashi, heim ru'yin lekach. We deserve Hashem's attention. Sharei tuku atzman l'toch tachti sahar l'raglecha b'Har Sinai. What does tuku mean? Lashon po'al. They position themselves, they put themselves in active form underneath your feet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The altitude of Har Sinai, why was the Torah given on a mountain? It created two things. First of all, hierarchy. Hashem's in the Shamayim and we're at the bottom of the mountain. But it's not just hierarchy, but we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's footrest in this world. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grounding in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. The universe can't contain Hashem. But we are underneath the Kisei HaKavod, representing Hashem in this world, which is why Rashi begins, Heim Re'uyim Lekach. That's why Am Yisrael deserves your love, because they're willing to be your Tuku. They're willing to be your Tuku Margalosecha. They're willing to be literally under your mountain, not just your physical mountain, your topographical mountain, but your metaphysical mountain. Hashem's in the Shemayim at great heights, but Hashem's presence in this world is based on Am Yisrael defending Hashem's presence and broadcasting Hashem's presence. So the fact that Torah is given on a mountain is not just to demonstrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's superior authority and that we're under the mountain receiving his authority. It's also a structural representation of Hashem in heaven, and we are his representation on earth, and that's why Hashem should love us, because Tuku L'Reglecha. And then, of course, Yisa Midabrosecha. We don't just represent Hashem in this world, but Nasu Aleim Ol Torascha. We carry Torah. We once asked Rav Aaron, how would you define firmkeit? And he said, the shoulders that are strong enough to bear the weight of religion without being crushed by it. Religion's a weight. It's heavy. Don't ignore that fact. You have shoulders that are strong enough. Yisa Midabrosecha, we accepted mitzvos, so we didn't just become Hashem's people that we're chosen, we also bear the burden of mitzvos, Yisa Midabrosecha. So these are two or three Rashis from Parshas Hazinu. Namely, one is Hashem Misinai Ba, Mizrach Miser Lamo. Number two is Tuku L'Raglecha, Yisa Midabrosecha, positioning ourselves underneath the mountain, and of course carrying the weight of Torah. Let me skip a little bit to Pasuk in Veschanan. As Hadivar Ma'ila Diber Hashem El Kol Kahalchen Bahar Mitocha Esh Hanan Barafel Kol Gadol V'Lo Yasaf. A powerful voice, Lo Yasaf. What does Lo Yasaf mean? So Yasaf can mean to continue, Yosef Hashem Lachem, Yosefes. It could also be something that gathers, Vayasaf Alamah, Nesaf Alamah, something that ends, something that gathers into a place and then abruptly ends, like someone who dies. So Rashi quotes both. And of course, that's another irony, but an irony is not meant to be resolved. Rashi, Pasak Yutes, Velo Yasaf Mitargiminon, Velo Pasak, Kikolo Chazak, Vekayim Leolam. Namely, Lo Yasaf means it didn't end, it didn't gather. Someone dies, it ends, it's mortal, it ends. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is eternal. This was an eternal moment. The voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu outlasts history, it's timeless. Lo Yasaf means it doesn't end, it always has application. Lo Pasak. Lo Pasak in terms of its relevance, Lo Pasak in terms of we still believe every day there's an actual bas kol that sounded, it's hard for us to hear it, bas kol yotze mehar Sinai, in a more alliterative sense, Kodesh Baruch was constantly delivering the Torah in every generation, no se na Torah, we have a responsibility as best we can, the challenge is here, try to be mekabel Torah Hashem this year in our setting, given the new circumstances we're facing, what does Torah have to tell us? And then the other pshat is davar acher v'lo yasaf means lo hosif. This never happened again. Lahiros be'oso humbi. This level of mass revelation was never to repeat. Kol gadol v'lo yasaf. This was a one-off event in history. Jews stake claim to an event that no other religion dares claim. That we stood and heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice directly in an unmediated fashion. So the word lo yasaf is trying to convey two very different aspects of Har Sinai. The eternal nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice, which is beyond human experience, but also the fact that Hashem appeared to humans in history, but only once. Lo yasaf. It will not happen again. So the Torah is informing us that it won't happen again, which is interesting to imagine. What will Mashiach be like? Mashiach will be a level of knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malarz Deas Hashem, Be'elu Mashiach, Be'har Tzion, Vashem L'melech HaKol Aretz. Will it be a mass revelation like Har Sinai? Stay tuned. It's hard to know. But if you take the second shot in Rashi, then it seems like it won't ever happen again. Torah isn't bounded by human history. So Lo Yasaf is, it didn't end, it reverberates. Lo Yasaf means it didn't repeat itself again. In Tehillim, Parak Samaches, let's move from Veschanan to Tehillim. Alisa Lamarom, you went up to the heights. Shavisa Shevi, you captured something. Lakachta Matanot Be'adam. Rashi says this is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe ben Amram arose to the heavens, Shavisa Shevi Es Hatara, velakachta matanot min helionim velititam levne adam. This pasuk then conveys two ideas. First of all, the word matanot, but we don't need the pasuk in Tehillim to highlight the word matanot about Torah. We already know that Torah is a matanot from the pasuk in Chukas. Mi midbar matanot mi matanot nachalia. Matan Torah has a double reference. It's a delivery, but it's also a gift, the matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to live our lives based on his will and his way. But the larger message of this pasuk is that Moshe Rabbeinu is stealing something that doesn't really belong on this earth. Shavisa Shevi means you captured something. And this is the source of Midrashim, that there's a lot of war being waged in Shemayim, figuratively, maybe literally. Malachim don't want to release Torah, they want Torah. Torah shouldn't be delivered to flawed and failed human beings, and Moshe has to snatch it and grab it and run and capture and flee, because Torah is something from the heavens that's being delivered to human beings, as incompatible as that match seems. Alisa lamarum shavisa shevi lakachta matanot biadam. The second Rashi, which is the end of the pasuk, what happens after Har Sinai, now that we have Hashem's Torah, something fascinating happens. Af saravim lishkon ya elokim. Even people that wander, just move the pasuk. Even people that wander, af sarim lishkon ya elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the aftermath of Har Sinai, because we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, we've been chosen as his people, even when we refuse to fulfill his Torah, Hashem is still yishkon ya elokim. Hashem is still with us. Rashi, af od garamta, the aftermath of Gila Shechina, now that we have Gila Shechina and Har Sinai, we have to have an extenuation, extension and incorporation of Shechina on a daily basis, which yields the Mishkan. Garamta sheshachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Mishkan b'toham sheyusarim umamrim umachtifin. So even with rebels and betrayers and infidels, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishkan, as we say in Parshas Acharemos, hashochein itam b'toch tumasam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu remains in the Mishkan, even in our tumah. And if you put the two parts of the pasuk together, this is precisely what the Malachim couldn't understand. Malachim said, they're going to fail. They're going to betray you. They're going to rebel. They're going to be sorim. And Hashem says, yes, I want to give them my Torah, and I want to become part of them, and I'll accept my will, and that will translate into a Mishkan, which is a continuation of Har Sinai. And I've created a reality where I'm with human beings, even though they're failing and fallen people. Even though they're sorim, lishkon ka elokim, that's what the Malachim couldn't understand, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to snatch it from Shemayim to bring it down to Matanot B'Adam, even though, so the end of the pasuk is exactly the reason there was such opposition and resistance in Shemayim, the notion that Sorarim could still host HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Sorarim Mehar Sinai could still accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will and live with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So three different psukim from Tanakh. One pasuk from Misinai Ba, the romance, the love, the Shir Shirim, Heviani Abe Sayayim, Vidiglo Alai Ava. Hashem is so excited. He comes to Har Sinai, then he comes out a little further. They come greet us. Hein Tukula Raglecha. We stationed ourselves not just underneath the mountain, but underneath Hashem's, as it were, feet. So we're now holding Hashem's feet. A, that suggests the hierarchy that's so crucial to Har Sinai, but also that Hadom Raglav. Hadom is a footrest. So we're the Hadom of Hashem in this world, like the Merkava is the carrier of Hashem in the Lamas Elyonim. We're the Hadom Raglav. Yishalayim is the Hadom Raglav in this world to represent Hashem. And because of that, he should love us. Av Chovev Amim. Yisami Dabrosecha. We didn't just accept Torah, but we carry Torah. Very interesting phrase. Not just Mekabel Torah, but Yisami Dabrosecha. Carrying all Torah, all HaMitzvos. The next Rashi we saw was a Rashi in Lo Yasaf. Doesn't mean that the voice never ended or that the voice never happened again. It's a little bit of both. And then finally, Moshe Rabbeinu ascends to Shemayim, Shavisa Shevi, and the Malachim. Why were they so upset? Because look at the end of the pasuk, Hashem's creating a reality. They just can't wrap their heads around. And Hashem will be Af Sarim Lishkon Ka Elokim. Hashem will still be resting his Shechina with Sarim. So, Chag Sameach, everyone. Chag Sameach, Ariel.
Chag Sameach.
I said, Adib. Ariel, I think I was once in Long Ranch for Shavuos, a long time ago.
Shavuos?
Yeah, 10, 12.
Sorry.
Resident in Calgary. Chag Sameach, everyone.
Chag Sameach. Thank you.
Great to see you.
Thank you.